We are now live.
Good evening. It is Monday, June 17th, 2013, and this is a committee of the whole meeting for Sylvania City Council. Our subject matter this evening is CRA numbers 3, 8, 6, and 1, and the time is 6:35. Present this evening are myself, Mary Westfall, Mr. Brown, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Hanum, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Milner is excused. Also present, Chief Rodas, Mr. Moan, Mayor Stow, Mr. Sanford, some representatives from the media are present. And with that, I will start the meeting. Just as a quick recap, this is the third committee of the whole meeting looking at the community reinvestment areas. Council members have offered input that has been taken into consideration, refers to administration, and they have come back with some recommendations. We have considered many options in terms of the CRA boundaries. We've taken into consideration the costs associated with remodeling new construction of residential dwellings, commercial structures, and mixed uses. We've looked at the length of time for tax abatements, and we have focused on the importance of the housing council going forward. So today, we are back at the table to discuss recommendations that were in the council package with the goal of recommending that legislation be presented during this council meeting. Before I turn this over to Mr. Moan to walk us through the recommendations, and perhaps the mayor would want to add something as well, I just want to share that all the plans for the CRAs that are being presented this evening have new or redevelopment plans on the table that could benefit from the revisions of the CRAs that we're considering. So as I understand it, in some and perhaps in all of the areas that we will be discussing this evening, a property owner has asked for some help. So we know there is definitely need and perhaps even a sense of urgency to try to make sure we thoughtfully move these things forward. Provided that we reach consensus and build recommendations and recommend approval of the CRA legislation, the city will still have several CRAs available to accommodate future needs of the city and property owners in the city. The current CRAs offer help now in residential and business property owners who are looking for help at this time, while leaving enough flexibility so that future CRA legislation can encourage investment and revitalization of structures and or new development when the time is right. As one final point of clarification, just to make sure that we're all sensitive and aware of this, once the legislation is approved, if you choose to do that this evening, council members have expressed interest in holding public meetings to ensure that all eligible community members understand what the CRA process is and how best to maximize the benefit if they have interest. So, with that brief recap, I would ask Mr. Moan to offer an overview of the CRAs, the thinking behind each one, and certainly the mayor has any input I would think of that as well.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. That was a very good summary of, I believe, where we stand tonight. I could just come around for a individual that's necessary. As was indicated in the opening remarks, we have 8 CRAs in the city of Sylvania that are pre-1994. We have 1 CRA number 9, which is a new legislation, the CRA. We are not proposing that all of these areas be addressed at this time. We wanted to leave areas of the city with the capability of expanding or addressing those at a future time. As Mrs. Westfall indicated, several of these areas that we're presenting have property owners that are interested in taking advantage of the CRA that is available, and especially to the extent that we have enhancements that we're able to offer in each of those areas. Most one that we started off with quite a while ago is the one called CRA number 8, which most of us are familiar with. That is the orangish or whatever color more appropriate people would call it. That is the existing CRA is designated on this map in that color. Our proposal that we had brought to the last community whole meeting included this CRA as it exists, some expansion area, and the green area, which is CRA number one. At that time, the thought process was is that the since our SOMO development area south of Monroe Street incorporates some of this CRA district and this CRA district, having them both addressed at the same time seemed appropriate. Based upon some questions from Mr. Hanum, I concur that it's certainly not that much of an issue to separate out CRA number one, just change its internal terms, but not expand the footprint of that particular CRA. That would, as I think most council members recall, we have the ability to make two changes to a pre-1994 CRA without having to lose the benefits of it. And that would, if we separated out the green CRA number one, that would still allow us the opportunity to expand its footprint at a later time or change some other term if so desired. The white area around CRA number eight is the proposed expansion of the district to include more of our residential area and also extend it down further south towards St. Joe's. Council, I believe, is aware that there is interest in making economic investment into our community, and to allow this particular expansion would allow that to occur. Previous examples of this had this particular residential area further north and maybe even a little further west, but we have reduced it down to this particular footprint in part so that, as we're hearing from a number of council members, expansion of future CRAs would be far more facilitable if we left space for an expansion north and then west. If you look again at this map, we have limited CRAs available out in this area, and this would allow the expansion to the north and to the west, either through a portion of CRA number one or a future use of CRA number two. So that is the rationale upon reducing this down to this level here. This was chosen simply on existing plats that made sense from an engineering standpoint to separate plats. But we do have the capability of expanding that whenever council would seem to want to address that area. So I'd like to stop and just talk about CRAs number eight and number one, address questions about them. Also, any other questions that might come related to the other ones, and then I'll move on.
What lots are we not including along Main Street between the expansion of three and the expansion of eight?
Three and eight?
Yeah, we're bringing three north, bringing eight south. What's
missing?
Yeah. This map, E and F. No, go back to commute.
Right. I know what you're referring to.
No, if you look at number eight.
Yes.
Okay. There's a parcel labeled E and F. I assume those are the church.
Yes. Church parcels. The properties that are not included between eight and three is the church property.
So all of those, so I see E, and then if you look at your map, okay,
yes.
See E, and then there's a parcel that's unlabeled, just a little block. Is that included?
This right here?
No. To the south of E. You see the parcel where the church is,
yeah,
E? There are a number of lots there. Are all of those in three?
Everything is in three, excepting property owned by...
Because three seems to show that there are one, two, three lots here that are not included. And you can see that on your big map.
I'm sure I could. I'm trying to see if I can see with my, all my glasses. That's,
oh, well, I would, you're going to need your glasses before we're done.
Well, I still don't see where E is shown.
Or maybe it's just on my map. This parcel, get your glasses.
I've got it, yeah, I got it.
Here's the letter E here, a letter half here.
Right.
Okay. And when I look at parcel number three, it looks like there are three parcels here.
Right.
That are not included.
Those are St. Joe's, Citizen Prop Times, Prop Times. That's where the house is.
So, why wouldn't you include those?
Generally, well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's not included this time. Very good. And you know that we sometimes use the same, or some of us do it.
Can we give that time to put that?
Thank you. I've got them somewhere. I just don't know where I got them. The answer is multifaceted. Number one, yeah. Church property is tax exempt and therefore would not benefit from inclusion in the CRA.
Tax exempt today.
Tax exempt
today. But those are standalone parcels.
They are standalone parcels. They are, however,
are they part of the physical body of the church building, or are they those three houses?
I think it might be a vacant parking lot, but also the area where the one house is. I think Mr. Lindsley might be living there at this point. It's that property that is not included in either 8 or 3. And as I indicated earlier in my presentation, we want to leave a capability of expansion of other CRA districts in the future. By not including the church property, even though tax exempt today, doesn't mean that we cannot expand either CRA number one or CRA number two southward going through that property that we've not included yet and expand further to the west. So that's one of the reasons why we've left it out. Okay. Tax exempt at this point, and the ability to expand in the future.
It would seem to me that, just looking at it, that including those three lots in the expansion would still leave a pathway through the church property.
It would.
To the west. And those are not dedicated. I mean, I don't know what the church is going to do with those over time. And it certainly doesn't hurt us any to include that.
No, it probably would not. But it is right now church property. That's the reason why it was not included.
Okay. Well, churches come and go,
as
we all know. So I would like to include those three parcels.
Okay.
Particularly since one of them is just a standalone house, right?
Correct.
And church could sell it. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't see any reason not to include it because you still have that pathway through the parcel where the physical church actually stands, right?
If we were to do that, that could be
is there another problem with that?
No, well, that my suggestion would be is if that were what you wanted to do and council concurred, we would add that to CRA number 3.
Right.
It wouldn't have to be addressed if there's any modification for CRA number 8.
Right. I think that's right. That's what
you would.
I would agree with
you. Okay.
I have other changes to 3 that I want to talk about.
Okay. Let's try to do 8 and 8 and 1 first.
That's fine.
Other questions concerning CRA 8 as far as the dimensions of the districts or CRA number 1? CRA number 1 district is not changing what you had suggested. We're changing the terms. Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Mullen,
yes.
Your other properties, the St. Joe, is purchased on the east side of Main Street.
Correct.
I see that those are in the district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the reason for that was that those were residential units that were part of a developable section, whereas this property, at one time is actually being used for potential church expansion, and we just left it out. We could put it in, and my suggestion would be if we did, we'd add it to CRA number 3.
Is the home with the fancy woodwork over the door?
Yes, it's a very nice looking house.
There were two sisters, St. Francis, that lived there in the past, and one of the priests lived there in the past. And I'm not aware of Mr. Lindsay is.
I think that's where he's residing. And before that, I believe he was occupied by a young mother with a couple of children whose house was down. The church allowed to live there for her, so. But that's what that house is. And we could add that to three, but wouldn't need to add. I wouldn't recommend adding it to eight, if that would be
the natural. The three is across the street from those other St. Joe property.
Right. So, Doug, any questions? If we left eight as...
I don't have anything else on eight.
As proposed, what about one, as far as either the physical layout or the terms? The terms on eight and one, and all the others are all the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jim, yes. Just to clarify, I think we've got to look at the lawn, the top, the northern side of the east.
Yes.
That goes west, is that how it is?
Does not include properties on Elvin.
It does not, it goes to the back of the back of Elvin.
It includes property on Dart Park.
And that was chosen in part because of plants and subdivisions lining up that way. It was, doesn't mean, let me address, that's where it is.
Is it more difficult to cut a plant for planning?
I believe it would be. That's an engineering question, but nothing is impossible. But we did it, dividing it basically upon, you know, a particular plat or a particular subdivision, so that there's continuity, as opposed to one side of the subdivision being in and the other one not. And let me address or take on the question that has been raised a number of times, which is, some of these properties, a lot of the property in the city of Sylvania is not going to be included in this round in the CRAs that we're laying out. As council knows, just to restate, these properties get a tax catch relief for the increase in value brought upon by improvements made to the houses. And a lot of them wouldn't probably qualify at this level. It would have to be something more dramatic, and I'm not so sure that we need to make a change to a CRA for much of the property in our community, but we are leaving the capability of doing that in the future. Anyway, one and eight, if we're done with that, I'll move on. And if I have a choice of which ones to pick, the next one I would pick, we need to talk about CRA number six. And again, in CRA number eight, there are property owners interested in making an investment. That's more of a front burner item. And again, for CRA number one, that's to make the SOMO area and also more viable as United Peace. CRA number six. This was, again, a pre-1994, and the colorized section is what is existing. City staff recommends expanding it eastward to include homes in this area that are in need of some revitalization. There's empty lots, and there's a possibility of some economic uptick in that area, and we included that. Then we extended it south towards Monroe Street and swept east to Silvertown. In this particular layout, and again, the rationale for that is there's a fair amount of commercial along Monroe Street. A lot of it is dated 1960s, 1970s, and revitalization is in the works for this area. It's, you know, you do know there's been some demolition and some new building for a medical use along Monroe Street. The day will come when this is the Country Squire condo complex down here, a wonderful project in the city, that the time will come when
when that may need some revitalization, and that will be included. The Starlight Plaza area is also obviously an area that would benefit from revitalization, and should that be redeveloped, it's available for a CIA or would be, unless it was otherwise exempted as not being eligible. So this is a map that we have for CRA number 6, and I'm prepared to address that, just the how or what. Again, there are large portions of the community around it that are not included. I'll come back to that in a moment.
Mr. Bone, I do have a question on that. On your overall one in your hand, you show a CRA in purple that extends all the way to Whiteford Road.
This one here?
Right.
Yes.
Did you
CRA number 5?
Did that go to Silvertown? Do those two touch now, or did you? Is there you're stopping someplace in the middle?
Well, this goes to Whiteford. This.
No, on the west end of it. Does it? Do they touch?
Do they touch here?
At Silvertown, from the.
They may. Yeah, I believe they may.
From the proportions on the overall drawing, I think they do. But I. Well, that would be drawing is not specific enough.
And do they abut up to CRA number 7? So will 6. 7 and 5 now?
No, it would not have brought up to number 7.
Where's number 7, sir?
7 would start.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Because I had a specific question about why, until I realized that it might have brought up to 7, I didn't understand why we didn't expand it to the west to include the homes on Burgess.
Well, the again, number one, we have the ability to expand it to add an expansion to any CRA.
Well, I know that, but we're doing these now, so I don't understand why. I don't understand the theory for why to stop here. If it abuts up to 7, I understand that, but are we leaving just a small gap between?
If we did, and I'm not saying that we did or didn't, because I'm not sure that this road right here is in CRA number 7. That's a new road that we've been passing.
You're talking about Allison? Or Silvertown?
Allison Lane.
Is Silvertown in 7?
I wasn't prepared to address that. My belief is it abuts it. It doesn't go any further east than Silvertown. It's my belief that this is Silvertown right here.
Oh, well, then it probably would.
I agree with the proportions of the existing district over to Silvertown.
Right.
You said Silvertown is on the east, on the eastern edge of number 7?
Yeah.
CRA 7? Well, then.
A lot of this would be.
Well, but CRA number 7 to the south of Alexis Avenue proceeds to the west.
Yes.
Okay, well, that I would like to know that. Before I act on this, I would like to know whether it abuts up, now abuts up to 7. I kind of thought it might.
Okay.
But if it doesn't, then I don't understand. I understand why you wouldn't include Allison. But I don't understand why you wouldn't include Burgess. Because it's the same sort of development as Homes on Gray and Pyle. Here's the other thing I did not describe. I'm sorry?
They do not abut.
Okay, well, what did you leave out?
Well, we left out some space between Silvertown and here, somewhere in there.
Okay, well, just looking, I don't know what the land development, flat development, looking at the neighborhood, I don't understand any basis. Exclusion. Burgess, between Alexis, Gregory. But include all those other homes.
We could add a lot of other residential when we address CRA number 7.
We could, but we could address it now. Why can't we address it now?
You're seeing the drawing upside down.
Anyway, so my first comment on CRA number 6 was that I didn't understand why we wouldn't include homes in Burgess, because they are comparable to the other homes there, and, you know, I don't know why we draw the line there. I thought it might abut up against CRA number 7, but I couldn't tell them.
If it doesn't, you would like to accommodate that property interest between 7 and the expanded CRA 6.
If it doesn't abut 7, then I would like to add to 3.
To what?
To 6.
Okay.
If it does abut, that's fine. It's in there. We can deal with that.
Okay.
Whenever.
Doug, just to clarify, what you're suggesting is we extend CRA number 6 east to Burgess.
Right,
and that would go all the way to Alexis?
No, just to this, the homes on Burgess are the same kind of neighborhood as what's in Whitman. I guess it's not part of Whetstone Park. You couldn't tell.
Right. Sorry.
Continues to be some question about if it abuts, but I think we're thinking it may, and in the legislation, can we simply be sure that, can we make that clarification that we want it to abut?
Well, we can, if that's council's desire, that can be abut, yes.
And
well, we're not, here's my point. My point is that if Burgess isn't in
7.
CRA number 7, I don't understand why we would expand CRA number 6 without including that.
I understand.
So, the other thing I don't, and these maps are difficult. The other issue I had with CRA number 6 were the properties to the north.
Correct.
Along Alexis.
Correct.
And I'm not sure exactly, I know Zimmerman Heating, I think, is in the township.
Correct.
If I recall correctly. And I couldn't figure out where that was on.
Where Zimmerman's is?
Yeah, on this. Do you know where it is on this?
It would be. Here's the post office. This is in the city, the post office.
Right.
My guess is it's either here or here.
So the post office part of CRA number 7? The CRA number 7 goes north.
Yes.
In the post office is?
That property. Yes.
Okay.
So, when
was,
we...
Was
address-
Allison Lane part of CRA number 7?
I've not looked at 7 at this point as to exactly its parameters. It does go north. I believe it does cover post office way. This area here.
What was the theory on not including the expansion from Acres along Alexis to the city boundary?
On the north side?
On the north side.
Well, we didn't address anything on the north side.
Well, why not? Okay, why not?
Well, because we didn't want to take on the entire city in one fell swoop is the practical aspect. The other aspect is you pointed out exactly what we had talked about. We wanted to allow opportunities for property owners not presently part of the city of Sylvania the opportunity to avail themselves of a future CRA expansion. For example, property like the Zimmerman property, which is in the township yet abutting the city,
right,
would be a perfect candidate to invite in prior to making any changes to CRA number 7.
And I'm all for that. But we're changing CRA number 6.
Correct.
Why aren't we addressing those properties north of Alexis in the city and adding that into CRA number 6?
Because I intended to do that as part of an expansion of CRA number 7, which could cover that at the same time.
But why don't we do it now? Why would we wait?
We could do the entire city now.
No, that's not what I asked. I asked north of Alexis, adjacent to CRA number 6. I mean, it would seem to me this would be the appropriate time to do that.
There's, what, 300 feet or 500 feet north of Alexis that's commercially zoned?
Yes. So,
is that the property you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, exactly.
How much is that?
Well, you go all the way over to wherever the township
yeah.
line is.
About I'm talking about the commercially zoned area between Acres and the current border with the township north of Alexis. I'm not talking about all of those homes. I'm just talking about the commercial property along Alexis. Some of those have been redeveloped. Some of them have not, and we'd be much better off if they were redeveloped. It also includes the apartment buildings, which if anything ever happened to that apartment, you know, someday that apartment complex is going to be a redevelopment location. And
as will the property right by the expressway ramp heading. We could go north, to answer a question, you could go north on Alexis. However, when you've got Sawtooth Township City, you then would have to sweep around behind this commercial township property and take some residential. Where do you draw the line in that area?
Well, I'd rather address that issue than leave that north part of Alexis to be dealt with. I've been on council for 10 years. This is the first time we've talked about this issue.
Right.
And, you know, I'd like to, while we're doing it, I mean, it's obvious that we have some redevelopment necessity along that north side of Alexis. Not uniformly, and I don't mean to criticize anybody's property, but if you look at them, you can see that there's some real opportunities there to redevelop those and to enhance our city. Now, if we have to take in some additional residences, there's some residential areas north of Alexis there that would be perfect candidates for this.
You know, we also have not only CRA number 7, we have CRA number 4, which is the area around Dave White, which also can be expanded as well. I guess we want to, because this area over here is also right for.
But we're not talking about expanding number 4. We're talking about expanding number 6.
I do
six.
Think I that one of the critical questions when you and I spoke, Jim, was that we know that we could debate forever which street, which house, which commercial property. And so there is many rights and many opportunities. And that's why we really began to focus on the redevelopment opportunities that were on the table and tried to look at what made the most sense, leaving enough capacity so that we could advance other CRAs using, advance other opportunities using the other existing CRAs. I mean, again, we could debate all day about which street should come in and which shouldn't. I think Doug's points are well made, but I think CRA 4 or 7 could also accommodate those things. I think the question is there a sense of urgency? Is there an opportunity here that's critical enough that we want to try and move this forward as it is, or do we want to step back from this? I think we've all built agreement around CRA 8. Now we're kind of looking at the CRA 6.
Well,
I'm fine with CRA 8, but I don't see any reason. We only get to amend these. We only get to amend these one time. And if we know that we want to, in the long run, include these areas north of Alexis, the commercial areas, in a CRA, then I think we ought to do it while we're doing it. And I don't hear any basis not to, except we've got lines drawn on a map now. We could redraw the
lines.
Well,
Doug, if I could, you know, and this is, there's going to be a question to follow this, okay, but it strikes me that there must be some rationale by the administration to configure the CRAs the way they did. I think you have not been terribly forthcoming to us about what the reasons are. I mean, other than the first time I heard an actual viable rationale in this whole discussion is when you said that the platting in CRA number 8 was a rationale. And, you know, I accept that.
Well, let me give you another rationale, which is that there has been no activity, or we don't see any activity at this juncture for redevelopment thrusts on the north side.
Okay, so that's fair, and I guess my...
And that's why we still have two others that are available to cover
yeah.
that.
Okay, so my point is that presuming that there's some rationale to this and some thought behind it, I think it's not necessarily in our best interest to make it add more territory to a CRA at the table here without, again, applying some rationale to it. Okay, so I'm not sure I agree with Doug on that matter. I do have a question for you, though. We've spoken several times in several briefings on CRA number 6 about extending the strip of commercial property on Alexis, on the south side of Alexis, further than what you originally presented to us. And I think we talked about extending it down to Silverton. It's that same 300-foot strip, Doug, that you talked about to the north.
See, that's I think it's a bus, number 7.
Well,
I thought it might.
Okay, the point is, but you didn't. And so, again, I'm assuming there's some rationale for not doing that.
Well, the rationale was
we didn't... Right? We don't know whether it abuts 7.
We don't know if it abuts 7.
Well, okay, but...
I think it does.
But okay. If it does, then the issue is, you know, it was not my intention to try to open up or address all the CRAs at one time. And that's what we're sort of moving towards. And if that's what council wants to do, we can. 7 has been dormant. If you know, it's not been active. We opened it and didn't use it.
No, wait a minute. My question just got hijacked. I'm not talking about CRA number 7. I'm talking about CRA number 6 and why we didn't extend the commercial strip 300 feet south of Alexis beyond what you originally presented to us at our very first meeting and extend it down to Silverton. I'm confused why we're not doing that, because that seems to me an absolute logical extension of CRA number 6.
Because some of it, I believe, is in CRA number 7.
Is in CRA number 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's already in the CRA.
So it's not, okay. Do we, okay.
They
don't think so.
It's to the...
Wait a minute. You might be right. I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. And a reason that you didn't go north of Alexis is because we have CRA 4. If we go all the way on the north side of Alexis, you're blocking in CRA 4. Now, it would be possible to jump Alexis Road just above the section you're doing here for CRA 6. But I certainly wouldn't take it all the way to the expressway at this time, because then you block CRA 4 from ever going up there.
To answer the Silvertown question is that I believe it's already in CRA 7, which is dormant, and we haven't chosen to address that yet.
Okay, so it's dormant, and so you're telling me that the property from just west of Burgess to Silverton is in the dormant CRA number 7. Do I understand that?
Most, if not all, of it. I can't answer the... I don't know if it is or isn't. Because it's...
Do you guys have other maps somewhere?
We've got files on every CRA. We're not there.
That's a very good resource. So yeah. Laying flat on the table.
And the problem is there are no streets on there, and I understand.
But what you didn't do on that map, Joe, was to show the expansion of those on that map. That was the original.
Yeah.
All these questions would have been answered. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's my thinking on... Okay, there's one other parcel I have a question for. If the answer to this is that... And maybe this is the answer. If your proposed CRA 6 now runs into CRA number 5, then this question is moot. But looking at the property, the little notched out parcel immediately to the east.
Right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
that would be in the CRA, in the absence of it already being in CRA number 5. Now, the next parcels have been redeveloped already. But this is what, is that the Toledo Gold?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the other.
So what is it?
Toledo Coin.
Toledo Coin, yeah.
I believe that's already in CRA.
And if that's the case, then that's fine. Then I don't have any, then that means that they do, we're now collecting 6 and 5.
The more I look at it up there, because it's come down by mind, I see the road sweeping around on the overall drawing.
Yeah.
And so the next road would be is Silvertown, and that's so, where CRA 5 comes from.
So if that's Silver, if on your big map, if that's Silvertown,
yes,
on the east side of CRA number 7,
correct,
then it seems to me very likely, looking at this, that CRA 6 will now butt up against CRA number 7 and CRA number 5, which will resolve 2 of my 3 issues with CRA number 6. What it doesn't resolve is my interest in, if we're going to do this now, in expanding that area along the Lexus. And I understand we couldn't expand 4 to the north, but we could by bringing it east and north, which are other parcels that I would think we'd want to include eventually anyway, if we wanted to sneak back in behind. Or we could do it, I suppose, with appropriate annexations,
right,
by amending CRA number 7 at some time.
You know, the action that we have been proposing is to activate otherwise dormant CRAs, activate CRA number 1, CRA number 6, and CRA number 3. Even though the coin exchange is abutting in a CRA, right now it's dormant, and it's
right,
only the minimum terms. Are you suggesting that we at the same time address those issues?
No, and here's why. Okay, what I'm concerned about is, no, and the reason is because when we make these amendments,
right,
we never get another bite at that apple.
Right.
Okay. So as we amend CRA number 6, if there are areas that are adjacent to it currently that appear to be appropriate to be included in the CRA, I think now is the time to do that. And when we get to CRA number 3, I've got even more radical ideas about that. But so that's my thinking about this area north of Alexis. Just as I drove along, you know, as I assessed that, that's an area that I think is appropriate for this treatment and this incentive for redevelopment. And if nobody's interested in it today, you know, this is a one-time deal. So is somebody going to be interested in doing that in the next 10 years? I think there's a pretty good chance. The answer to that is yes.
And we have 2 dormant CRAs, either one of which could address it.
I understand your point. You understand mine.
I do.
Okay, so we are apparently not in agreement.
Well, no, we can. We can make the change. I'm just concerned about when we go north, how that addresses the residential at the same time that I've not looked at, and the gap tooth issue, which I just haven't looked at. All right, so anyway, we've got...
Well, I will also say that we don't have to do this today. And the reason we don't have to do this today is because even the developments in the areas that you're... Even in the developments that you know are coming...
Right.
Okay, they're not knocking on the door to file these applications today, as I understand it.
Well, they cannot file the application until the project is complete.
Correct. So we've got years, or months minimum, which ought to give us time to look at that area to the north. And it just seems to me like, as I look at that, seems to me like that's, this is a reasonable time to do that. And for that matter, I'm not sure exactly what the boundaries are, but if you wanted to expand it to the west, you could leave off the corner of Acres Road, which is currently redeveloped and not likely to be redeveloped anytime soon, which would give you the path north off of 4 if you wanted to do that. But there are a number of parcels there along Alexis Road today that seem ripe for redevelopment.
And your request.
This is my take on. So if the concern is about is retaining expansion flexibility, you could do that on Acres. Do that right at Acres.
Now, I think we're all right with the terms. We're really, at this stage, really talking about the dimensions of the particular territories for the CRA. Okay.
So all these CRAs.
They all have the same terms.
Yeah.
Accepting that CRA number one is really only changing the terms, not the map. So we may have an extra bite of that.
The terms are the same.
Yeah, terms are the same. Now on to number three. If you recall, the orange area, which I've added since the last time we looked at it, but the map has basically stayed the same. I just highlighted the orange area, which is the area that a property owner had come to city council. That's the Southbridge Shopping Center and the Bean Pack Family. I'm just okay with that, just to reflect that that's approved. We did expand this territory, I believe, since the last time council, or maybe earlier in the process, taking much of it to Haroon Road, just across from the hospital, covering an expansion in that area. Doug, I understand you do have some additional thoughts about how large a 3 goes and where it goes, and I certainly don't think I have any problems with it specifically, but I guess you want to jump in on those.
Okay, well, we talked about the 3 parcels to the north.
Correct.
Okay, the other thought I have, and again, it's more helpful to look at this big map
yep.
than the little one when you're doing this, but and it's hard for me to tell on these maps exactly where McCord Road is.
Okay.
But
right at.
No, I mean on the green map. I can see on this map. Okay. But there's a shopping center and the current Lord's Commons to the immediate south of McCord. That shopping center, I don't think, is that owned by Lord's?
No, that's owned by Mrs. Harris.
Okay. So there's a shopping center there. And then the parcels that I'm most interested in including in a CRA are the strip centers on north of Sylvania. North of Sylvania and east and west of McCord.
Saxon Square.
Saxon Square and Timberstone Plaza. And we just did a new gas station there. Saxon Square in particular is...
That's new a few years ago, though.
What?
The gas station?
Yeah. Saxon Square was... What year? When was Saxon Square built?
It was...
I don't know. I've only been here for 20 years, and...
You know, Doug, if I think I could go back and pull and let you know that Saxon Square, I believe, Timberstone.
Yeah, Timberstone.
Built.
Yeah.
It took advantage. That was built in, I forget, the 60s. I'll go back and take a look. There's some interesting materials on that.
Well, I'm a newcomer. I only moved here in 87. Okay. So, but those were both there when I moved here.
And they were there before I came.
Yeah, okay. So these are developments that are 30 plus years old. Saxon Square, Saxon. I use these places, those homes, but you know, those, when the Food Town was closed in that plaza, and then, and obviously, and the people who redeveloped it, you know, went, such an economically viable project, they went bankrupt. I mean, but when that was vacant, you know, that's a problem developed. And if there's something we could, and so I would love to make that available at some time in the future. I'd like to have the CRA available for that. I'd love to have CRA treatment available for the redevelopment of those two stuff. There are also some parcels on the south side, on the south side of Sylvania, west of the high school property, that would be could be redeveloped.
That area, should we find it in this general through area down over here?
No, I don't think.
About Southview?
Yeah, where is Sylvania? I was having trouble figuring out where Sylvania Avenue was on this big map, but I...
Just Southview, well, this would be King Road.
That's King.
Yeah. And this is Sylvania.
And this all the way down here.
Right.
I'm not sure. Which is, is this McCord here? This McCord? Can't tell.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And the prop is all interested in right here. And I would be okay with it. We have this corner. This corner's in the city.
Corner.
Kingston is in the city. I think that's it. But I don't think this corner, I think this corner is not. I don't fully understand this. I know it doesn't go all the way to King Road.
Yeah. I can make a suggestion.
Or there's another possibility. I couldn't figure out. Yeah, go ahead.
I can make a suggestion that, you know, council is aware of the interest that had been expressed about moving this particular CRA forward. I've not heard anything recently about that one, if you recall. I'm holding out this one. Right, three. I don't recall any urgent action on three.
But I think it would be helpful to have a little indication and consensus from council. I think that there seemed to be some consensus around these three parcels at the top, but I'm not sure where everybody is on all this other sweeping change.
The question about that is if we don't include the areas that Doug is talking about, Sylvania Avenue west of the high school, and I'm not sure I'm sold on Timberstone or Saxon, because those have been essentially redeveloped without any CRA help, right?
Correct.
But is there another CRA that they could be hooked up with instead?
It would be an art form to make that work, to either expand one or two. If three, you know, I guess I would say if we're looking at priorities of how we want to move on this, if Doug has some ideas about how to do three differently, I have no problem holding back on three and taking a look at a redesign of that, because I don't think that the interest on this is as intense as it is on some of the other CRAs. So I suspect that if we wanted to hold this one back and look at other designs of a territory,
Well, and that's fine, except that the whole concept of CRAs is opened
when the owner of that parcel that you highlighted in orange came to us about a year ago, right? So I don't disagree with you, but again, I...
It goes back to '06, but that's another story.
All right, but I don't want, we shouldn't let it languish either, you know?
I agree with that. But I guess I would say, I'm not sure I can address all of Doug's questions on three in this go-round.
All right, well...
But the answer, to answer your question, the only way you could, if we resolve three and are done with that, the only options are one, two...
Yeah.
Or a nine new CRA, which has got some limitations.
Yeah, okay, no, I think Doug's points are good. I mean, I think that particular area on the south part of town, some portions of it would benefit from a CRA. I think the building, the project that we rezoned so he could build his auto parts store at the corner of Sylvania and...
Right.
Right, would have benefited from that, so...
Will again.
Yeah, right. So I don't disagree with that, and I think I would suggest, Mary, if we want to set that aside for another couple weeks and rework it, I'd be okay with that.
So I think we've built consensus around CRA 8, CRA 1. Looks like we still have some conversation dialogue to occur around CRA 6 and CRA 3. Is that the general consensus of council members?
Say that. I'm sorry, Mary. Say that.
Generally, I think we've built consensus around CRA 8 and CRA 1. It sounds as though there's still discussion and further consideration for CRA 3 and CRA 6.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
6 is pretty. We just need a couple of questions answered, right?
Well, I think, no. Until I hear some reason not to expand into the north, north of Alexis, I mean, I don't understand.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
Well, I think it will benefit if we could get CRA 8 and 1 to go through, and then
we
get a copy of the map that shows us really what the expansions look like versus what we currently have.
It's not that big of a deal, since I don't have to redraw them, to go north of Alexis if it makes geographic sense. And I say that not really, just from the standpoint I want to take a look at where the township borders are and the city borders are, and how that might impact some future additions to the city of Sylvania's territory. So I just have not looked at that on the basis that we had others that were available, but I understand the desire to want to try to get this in because it's sort of like, it takes a while to get these things resolved.
Okay, could I ask a question about that, though? We're not meeting again almost for a month. And so I got the impression that there was some reason for urgency on CRA number 6. I mean,
there's a development that is presently being developed, which is down by Frickers.
Mm-hmm.
That structure would be eligible for CRA inclusion.
And it's the administration has an interest in doing that?
We feel that is one that would be appropriate for it. We have been in discussions with those folks for a period of time. Doug has pointed out correctly that application cannot be made until the project is completed.
You could accurately represent to the developers of that parcel that council's interest is only in expanding beyond the current proposal, and it certainly include their parcel. And I'd be happy to talk to Buzz and his partners about that if you'd like.
Well, the reality is that we're likely to get this, if we're just talking about some geography, we could likely get that resolved within the next 30 days and come back next time to come back to council.
Okay, but you don't need to do it sooner than that. That's my question.
No, getting it done in a timely fashion so that people could depend upon the fact that that's going to be available is okay. There are others. There is a lot of other activity in and near that same area which will help push it along. But I think
let me be clear on the record so that you can tell your developers this, okay? The current proposal is entirely acceptable to me, subject to what I think are an opportunity, a one-time opportunity to expand the area covered, and certainly no intention to restrict it beyond what its current proposal. And you can play that form on the tape, and if you want.
I think I'm fine with it. I think that the areas that you are asking for consideration to expand are not of such dimensions that would cause me any concern.
Yeah.
You understand, I want to look at the soft
I do.
Nature.
I concur in your interest in maintaining our available incentives for others, but anyway.
Okay.
So that's all.
My perspective, I have no problem holding back on three, finding out what might be more appropriate as far as additional territory. This one, I think, from the record, I know the area you're looking at, and we can make some engineering changes to that and have you take a look at that. And hopefully we can move forward on CRA 8 and CRA 1 tonight.
So, Jim, okay. and council members, is there a motion to advance legislation this evening on CRA number 8 and number 1 and to have further consideration and review of CRA numbers 3 and 4?
Could we take these one at a time? Would that be helpful? I mean, it'd be helpful for me. That probably wouldn't be helpful for you. But
if we what?
If we take these one at a time instead of doing a single motion. So I'd like to move that the Committee of the Whole recommends to Council approval of CRA number 8 as submitted.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And as clarification, that's what's covered in proposed ordinance 23-2013.
Correct. Thank you. And then, in addition, I would like to recommend that move that the Committee of the Whole recommends to Council approval of CRA number 1 as written, as outlined in ordinance number 48-2013.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Now that we've passed them, I have one request. When these go into action, is it possible, you've probably already thought of this, to put a clear definition and map? And so I know there's some really savvy business owners out there that like totally get this and are into it, but so that everybody else could maybe see it on the website and know what they mean, because I have this feeling that most people wouldn't even know what a CRA was.
Right.
If you could just, so if somebody asked, you could say, check the website, it's clearly defined, there's a map, you can see if you're in it, you can see what it means to you, so it's not, so people don't feel like it's some big secret that only the in crowd gets.
I think not only some type of explanation on the website, but actually we talked about some type of public meeting to let those folks come in and find out.
A public meeting is just one day. It has to be available so that you can find the information anytime. Like somebody that wants to open a business here could go on our website and look under economic development and say, hey, look, let's read about this CRA, and they might be interested. And
that's a great suggestion.
I mean, one night meeting is just not quite enough. And maybe it needs to be a flyer in Bill's economic development folder that's in the package with all the stuff that he could give to people, just so that now that we've gone to all of this trouble, so people could actually use it and know what it is.
Thank you. I still need a motion for action on number 3 and number 6. So is there a motion to recommend that we have further evaluation and another recommendation brought back to council on CRA number 3.
I'll so move.
Second.
That's the bean factory.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
right.
Proposed ordinance 22-2013.
Right.
So we're gonna move that we table that tonight.
I think you should also ask the administration to come back and meet with individual council people and address the issues of the territorial dimensions. That'll be tomorrow.
Do you need a second or is there a second?
I do need a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, I'm sorry, my suit second, I apologize. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now we just need a motion for the final piece of legislation indicating CRA number six. Recommending that administration take another look at that and come back again with the recommendation.
And then we table it tonight.
And we table it for tonight.
Somebody.
Doug moved, is there a second?
Awesome.
Mike second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any other business to come before this committee of the whole?
Yeah, Jim?
Yes.
I hate when Jovi does this, this isn't right.
I asked Joe about that, that's an old map.
Yeah.
We will redo it from scratch, the thing that was proper city boundaries on it.
And with the.
And to show the expansions that are proposed to those districts, so see whether they're abutting or not.
That would be really helpful. Thank you.
Any other business come before this committee of the whole? Hearing none, we'll call this meeting adjourned at 7:40.
Let's take a 5-minute recess, I'll convene council at 7:45.